brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, Jesse Ventura is scheduled to be coming up. We'll call him in about 2 minutes. We've got Billy Corrigan coming up, the bombshell interview I taped this weekend. Believe me, when I say bombshell, it's bombshell. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian, who's a TSA worker, I guess current or former. Let us know. Thank you for calling in.
How's it going, Alex? It's a privilege to talk to you.
Well, tell us, I mean, the whistleblower we had yesterday said that he's involved in hiring, and they now, this is a new policy, they want criminals. Have you heard anything like this?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of things like that, but I just want to vouch for what the last caller said. I totally agree with that. But also, a lot of my fellow workers, they also, like, it's going to sound sick, but they also play games, like, let's see how much we can get away with, you know what I mean? Like, how much can we touch? I don't do that, but I hear a lot of other workers basically playing those sick games, and it's very, very sick.
Why would someone want to spill somebody's dead grandpa's ashes on the ground and then laugh at them? I mean, I just don't understand that.
You know, people are sick. This country is going to crap, and like I said, TSA just hires the most disgusting, most evil people they can find.
Like, you just hit the nail on the head. It's not just the police or the TSA or any of this. As a culture, it's getting very sick. Now, have you heard anything about hiring criminals?
I don't know any specifically, but I do know, like, a lot of people I've talked to do have criminal backgrounds. And also, a lot of, like, for instance, a lot of slips that are placed in the bag saying that the TSA checks your bag and if something's missing, they're deliberately going and taking these items, taking these, you know, personal belongings, you know, because like I said, it's kind of a game to them.
Well, we've seen that where they either leave marijuana in and say, enjoy your weed, or they take stuff. They stole a baby rattle or a teething ring at JFK that was for my daughter in a little box. They unwrapped it, stole it, didn't like the other rattle, left it, thought that, I mean, just, and that was like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. What else can you tell us? So you're saying you work in an airport with TSA currently, your TSA, to be clear, and there are people bragging that they have criminal records that work there?
Yes.
What type of criminal records?
Robbery, theft. I don't know of any people personally that have, child abuse or anything like in that kind of nature, but a lot of them, just by talking to them, you'd be able to tell them that they are pretty much criminals.
Well, I mean, that's what criminals do. They brag that, hey, I've been in jail. Hey, I've done this. Hey, I've done that. So you're saying you'll be, what, sitting around? Give us an example, like sitting around the break room and they talk about how they're, you know, convicted robbers? Or what do they say?
Pretty much stuff like that. And, like, it's disgusting. I'm telling you, the games that they like to play. Let's see how far we can touch this person with before they complain. Let's see how far we can get with this little kid. You know, like, just completely disgusting, evil, demonic, just you name it.
Well, that's what the whistleblower said yesterday. He said now they're outside the checkpoint. There was a mother with two kids, and he goes, watch this. I'm going to go mess with her, and went and searched her belongings. What about good-looking women? I have seen what you'd call a hottie over and over again. I go, watch this. Are there people that like to pull hotties out?
Oh, most definitely, but you'd also be surprised that the people that actually don't specifically go for the hottie. They'd rather go for the old lady. They'd rather go for the child or, you know, they would rather, you would think that they'd go for the hottie, but they wouldn't.
See, I mean, attractive women are very beautiful, obviously, but I couldn't imagine wanting to make them let me put my hands on them. It just sends shivers up my spine. But I guess I'm not a sicko. Thank you so much for your courage, sir, calling in. We're going to have more TSA tell-all. We're going to get the documents. This is the type of thing they may come after us for. Please pray for us. We'll be right back with Jesse Ventura. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's one of my favorite guests. He's a friend of mine. He is the real McCoy, a real patriot who loves liberty. And he'll tell you like it is. Jesse Ventura, movie star, star wrestler, best-selling author, former Minnesota governor, also a mayor. His new book is out. And I should add, it's available at InfoWars.com. It's excellent for people that are still in the whole left-right paradigm, Democrats and Republicans. And I've got a few news clips we're going to play later where he's on CNN, MSNBC, you name it. And they're like, how dare you, call them gang members in the parties? Or how dare you imply 9/11 could be something than what we were told? We're going to get his take on some of that. Because it's admitted that the West is using al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to overthrow the governments. I mean, that's even in London Telegraph, L.A. Times. I showed it to you last hour. If you're a radio listener, I stream video at prisonplanet.tv, but I read the headlines on air. This is so crazy that this is going on. Now, Jesse Ventura has had a big battle with the TSA, as you know, but they won't even give him his day in court. We also want to get an update. We haven't talked to him in 2 weeks about where's the TV show that was finished 4 or 5 months ago. And also, I have confirmed from program directors, and you've heard them here on this show, radio stations we're on and that Eric Mankell Mueller's on, because we're on a lot of the same stations for whatever reason, like the Big 810 out in Orlando. They haven't had the problem, though. Other stations have. Where when Jesse Ventura's on and talking about the censorship of his episode or FEMA camps, there's a scrambling that happens. Now, we don't know if it's at the satellite, the radio satellite. I'm on a similar one to Mancow, but a different one. Or we don't know if it's the EAS that's wired in at the hub point. By law now, at the radio station transmitter. And I've talked to engineers. They say, yeah, they could send a radio control and scramble it. And now Obama has announced, this is in Reuters AP yesterday, that they're going to have EAS break in with and take over your cell phone with presidential announcements. And then that your phone's going to have it a presidential ring. And then it will override whatever call you're on. Same thing with TV, cable, everything. So let's talk about the censorship of the police state episode. What's happening with the new episode? And I know he was on ManCal talking about this. We investigated it and interviewed program directors on air and off air. And let me tell you, it's freaking them out. So, Jesse, that was confirmed. What's your take on that?
Oh, you know, first of all, it won't affect me with the cell phone, Alex. I've never owned one, nor will I ever, so I'm going to plead ignorant on that. Unfortunately, I won't hear the president's messages because I don't use a cell phone, so I guess I'll have to get them some other way, or you can tell me about them. But, no, I think it's very dangerous what's going on between that and these, that they now allow these unmanned drones, these surveillance drones are being okayed to fly throughout our country. I hate to say it, but our Bill of Rights, as I state in my book, is in shambles. I mean, we've got government that just ignores it. They don't care. We don't have habeas corpus anymore. That's been suspended since George Bush started his folly in the wars. Obama's never reinstated it, so you don't even have a right to a lawyer anymore in this country. And I don't know when people here are going to wake up and realize that the Democrats and Republicans don't have your best interest in mind.
Well, I agree with you. Let me give you the headline, because the guys were able to actually pull it up so you can read it. And so, and it has a link to the White House announcement, and so radio listeners can also find it. The headline up at Infowars.com from that article states, and we'll throw that back up on screen here real quick. DHS cell phone alert system follows you around. Presidential message to have their own distinctive ringtone. And it's we have links to the White House announcement and the Department of Homeland Security statement. And get this, Governor, Walmarts are phasing in telescreens with big sis on them telling you to look out for terrorists.
Isn't that a wonderful public service they're doing for all of us?
Weren't you in a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger where they have billboards saying, watch your neighbors? This is called The Running Man?
Yeah. The Running Man is becoming quite prophetic. We don't quite have a game show like it because, you know, it was based on a game show. And actually, The Running Man, for many people that don't realize it, it was written by a gentleman named Richard Bachman, though that was a pseudonym for Stephen King. Stephen King wrote a group of short stories, The Running Man included, under that name. But it originated from Stephen King, so if anybody would know about bizarre things and have a bizarre imagination, it would be Stephen King. But he's like a prophet, because a lot of the things that he writes about, and him and George Orwell, are now coming true today. And, you know, again, we haven't quite got to the point where we have the Running Man game show, but we're to the point where reality TV is getting pretty darn close to it.
Well, we have all the gun camera footage of people being killed in Iraq and places, and then the video games simulate killing. So I think in a way they've turned war into a game show. I've talked to business owners.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Alex. I feel for kids today, because kids that play these games and all these things that you see advertised on TV, you know, with the killing and all that stuff, it's going to callous them towards it. They're going to think it's everyday activity in the normal way of life, and I don't think that's necessarily a good idea. One thing that's always amazed me, Alex, is how sex is rated X, but violence is only R.
Oh, yeah, you can have two boxers beat the daylights out of each other, and that's family fun, but you see a woman's breast, it's the end of the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing how really strange we are as a society that sex could be X-rated. That's worse than running around with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and movies like that that, you know, show mass murderers and, you know, people being killed left, slasher movies, all that stuff. Those only get an R rating. gets an X rated.
Very, very well said. I totally agree with you on that point. Well, I mean, they admit we're being desensitized to all this. Speaking of censorship, I know that you, we're not supposed to get into the whole story because some of that's private, but people always ask me about this. Here we are over a year later, and they censored that Homeland Security FEMA special where you blew the camps wide open. Now they're doing urban warfare drills. The Army admits they've got the camps. I know you've been out of pocket, but I can send you that if you'd like.
Sure.
We were sent an Army document a few months ago. The Army came out and said, you shouldn't have that. But, yes, we have re-education camps. So much of this is coming out in the open now. And so recap for folks what happened with that episode and now what's happened with the new season.
Well, what happened with that particular episode was are we turning into a police state? And, of course, we discovered the documents. Congressman Cohn of Tennessee was one of the co-sponsors of it. And we found the documents where Homeland Security ordered FEMA to build no less than 6 detention camps. And, of course, the cover story is it's for disasters like Katrina so that they will have places. They're located in 6 different locations throughout the country, and that if there's a big disaster that hits, what they tell you is that it'll be good then because we'll have places to put the, for lack of a better term, refugees from the disasters until they can find, you know, living quarters, other places or whatever. But, how can they be refugee camps when they build them with fences with barbed wire on? I mean, if they're just simply holding you there as a temporary thing due to a disaster, well, then why would they need things of that order? Why you shouldn't be able to come and go as you please? And the thing to always look at for people, the novice way to look at it is always look at the barbed wire on the top of the fence. If the barbed wire faces outward, it's to keep people from the outside getting in. If barbed wire faces inward, it's to keep people from the inside getting out. So that's one easy way when you ever see a barbed wire or a chain link fence with barbed wire on the top. Look at the way the barbed wire is facing. If it's facing in, it's to keep prisoners in there. If it's facing out, then it's to keep outsiders from getting in.
Also, if it's coiled on the top, it's a detention center in many cases as well.
Oh, yeah. If it's razor wire, absolutely. I mean, that's a whole different ballgame. That's another cup of tea with that stuff. That razor wire will stop anybody from any direction.
Well, I've talked to program directors who've confirmed here on air that when you go, that when you went on ManCal or that when I go on his show, and now I've confirmed it's happened to my show some, that they scramble it when we give bill numbers and talk about things like Emergency Centers Establishment Act. What do you think's happening there?
Well, ManCal, I've done his show twice now on this book tour, and he's informed me he's outraged. He's going crazy over it. I appreciate ManCal a little bit because, you know, he was the one who at first didn't believe that waterboarding was torture, but like a good journalist, he had it done to himself. And now he's completely reversed himself. He realizes that it is torture because he had it done to himself. You know, when they administered waterboarding to him.
And you know it's bad because you've had it done to you.
Yeah, back in Sears School, we all essentially did many years ago. So, and they used to call it Chinese water torture, but they got a way of changing the names. Then it became waterboarding, and now thanks to Dick Cheney, it's called enhanced interrogation. But getting back to the show, that's what we learned. And, of course, when we confronted Congressman Cohn with it, he actually read on the congressional floor an outrage statement against me, Michael Braverman, and my television show. So we actually went into the congressional record on it, but on that particular show. But the weird thing about it was it aired one time, and then it was taken off the air, and now True TV won't even acknowledge we did the show. It's out there on YouTube, I would guess. It's still there. You got to search and find it.
They also erased it off the DVRs, Governor.
Okay, well, that's news to me, too. So, obviously they don't want any of this out there for the public consumption or public comment or knowledge on it. And as far as the show goes this year, it's interesting because you were just talking about TSA and all that
stuff. Hold on, Governor. Stay there. Stay there. We've got to go to break. Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. Get his book and support the First Amendment. They can't erase this off your TiVo. Democrats and Republicans. Infowarshop.com and bookstores everywhere. We have it discounted with a free citizen rule book, Evil Constitution, at Infowars. sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tadler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The TV show, for folks that just joined us, I was saying, where's the TV show? The third installment, I know it got into the TSA. It was supposed to already air 4 or 5 months ago. Where is it? You said, that's interesting, Alex, and then we went to break.
Okay, well, it is interesting because we finished the shows right on time like we normally do in November, and usually the editing takes place immediately, and we're on the air sometime in either mid-January or early February, but here we are approaching July, and the shows have not aired, and of course, one of the shows we focused on this year was the TSA. You know, and one of the things we learned is that they're going to come out with these wristbands that will, what they're going to sell to the public is they will have all your information and, you know, so you'll be banded much like a dog collar, only it'll be around your wrist, and therefore you can stick the wristband in something and they'll know exactly who you are, which seems on the surface like maybe a good thing. But underneath, what we also learned is they can decapacitate you with these. Much like a taser, where if they want to drop you in the airport, if you're wearing one of these, they will have the ability to do that to you.
Wow.
Yeah, we learned that on the show, that these things also double for a security device, as I said, to where, you know, like they'll say, if you're causing trouble or we suspect you of being, you know, having bad purposes at the airport, that they can just literally drop you like a taser with them if you're wearing them. So that'll be more stuff the Lemmings, I'm sure, will love to get, and they'll wear them faithfully.
Well, no, I saw Homeland Security a few years ago. They had a meeting and listened to a proposal to make everyone wear security bracelets, and they added, oh, by the way, as an afterthought, they have a taser function in them, and Homeland Security was actually pushing it. So you're saying you were doing an episode researching that?
Yeah, that's what's in the episode on the TSA, where we expose that whole thing, that if you do put these, they'll require them at the airports. And that way, allegedly, you won't have to go through the body searches. You won't have to go through the X-ray machine if it properly identifies you. But on the flip side, it can also be used to drop you down, you know, and get you under control if they had any need to do that.
Wow.
So I'm glad I'm not flying anymore. You know, I made the choice when they wouldn't allow me to go to court over my Fourth Amendment constitutional rights, saying they didn't have jurisdiction. I just followed what Janet Napolitano said, you know, the head of the Gestapo. That's what I like to call Homeland Security. She said, if you don't like it, don't fly. So I don't like it, so I'm not flying.
Governor, I mean, if it's already this bad today, how much worse is it going to get?
I don't know, Alex. You know, and I said this on another interview. I said, you know, this right now is the first time in my life where I can say this. All the rest of my life, no matter how bad today is in the United States, I always had the feeling that tomorrow would be a better day. This is the first time in my life that if it's bad today, I actually looked at tomorrow could now be worse. You know, I mean, we're getting an assault on the middle class that's unbelievable, you know, and people, and an assault on unions. Now, granted, unions can be overreached their bounds. They can be, you know, bad because they're run by people. But for the most part, unions are what created the middle class. And if you look at a chart that shows median wage, and if you look at the same chart that shows union falling, but the lines are identical. As unions fall, so does median income, and they fall identically. People need to understand it was unions that gave us things like collective bargaining. It gave you things to be able to get health insurance at work. It gave you things against the employers that you wouldn't have as an individual. Case in point, I did the Fran Targeted show, and he was railing pretty hard on the unions. Then I brought up, Fran, remember something. You and the NFL had a union, or still have one. I said, in pro wrestling, we have never had one. That's why at one point in my career, I wrestled 63 consecutive nights in a row without a day off. 63 days in a row. I never had health insurance. This was back in the early 80s. I was paying $5,000 a year to insure my family, my wife, and my kids. Where if we would have had a union, I would have probably only had to pay $1,500 a year. Because there's strength in numbers. And also, in pro wrestling, where in pro football, pro baseball, all the sports that have unions, they have retirement.
Stay there, Jesse.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, Jesse Ventura is with us another 30 minutes. Always love having him on. We're going to open the phones up here in about 10, 15 minutes for a quick comment or question for Governor Ventura. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You got cut off by that break there, Governor, finishing your point about unions. Yeah, you'll see a lot of football players, others who are making $5 million a year. They'll be real, quote, conservative criticizing unions, but they sure like their union. I don't like mainline unions because they're anti-gun, pro-New World Order. You know, they've been taken over as well, but certainly there's no checks and balances to the big mega corporate unions. These cartels that come in and buy off our governments.
Out of all, and going back to wrestling for a moment, the other thing is in pro wrestling, because there's not a union, there's no retirement. So you can wrestle 25 years, and let's face it, wrestlers are not accountants. They're not, you know, specialists to know how to invest and take care of their futures all the time. They're professional wrestlers. And you can put 25 years in the business, and when you're done, you get nothing. Not a thing, because there's no union protection at all in pro wrestling.
Well, there's not. You know, I've got a lot of questions here that I want to raise, Governor, but what is front and center on your plate right now? What's your greatest concern? What's stuck in your craw?
Well, what I'm most concerned about is our loss of freedom. You know, the Bill of Rights to me has been, have, I have quotes, remarkable quotes from George Washington, especially the father of our country, talking about how political parties, how awful they are, and Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, too. And what troubles me the most is we're now a country that doesn't seem to want to read history. And, of course, the old cliche is true. If you don't read history, you're destined to repeat it. And we're heading right down that road because people are more interested in these phony reality shows on TV. They're more interested in sports happening throughout the world. Which, don't get me wrong, that's great entertainment, and you need to entertain yourself. We all work hard, and you owe yourself some entertainment, but you also owe yourself to pay attention. And pay attention to what's going on around you. And what bothers me most is most people have this laissez-faire attitude. Well, it isn't going to happen to me. And until it does come up and happen to them, they're not taking any precautions. They're not paying attention to government. And people are not voting. And right now, voting against Democrats and Republicans, to me, has to be the number one order for this fall. I can't emphasize it enough. Stop voting for these two bought-out, bribed political parties. In fact, they used to always say, if you voted for me, Jesse Ventura, in Minnesota, you were wasting your vote because I couldn't win. Well, I did win. And we also ought to demand that Governor Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate for president, be included in the debates this fall. Why do we only get two leaders of the two gangs who get the debate? Let's bring in a neutral person like Governor Johnson and see what he has to say. And then if you still want to vote Democrat and Republican, well, at least you've been given a third option to consider.
Well, you're right. And even if you don't agree with Johnson on every issue, the point is it's about forcing the two-party monopoly, the two twins, to let in another voice, which is something they desperately don't want. Because,
Alex, let me add something. No one's ever going to agree with a candidate 100%. You're never going to see a candidate for public office where you can honestly say, I agree with everything he says. Take Ron Paul and I. I think Ron Paul would have been the best president without any doubt. And yet we differ on the abortion issue. Ron Paul does not support abortion at all. I do. I don't necessarily support people having abortion, but I don't support government telling women what they can or can't do with their bodies.
Yeah, well, Ron Paul comes out and basically says it's become a state issue, and people are attacking Rand Paul right now because he's saying, hey, don't have mandatory federal labeling for GMO, but he's saying the feds don't have that jurisdiction. It should be a state issue, and that's a complex issue, but I understand why he's saying that.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, I just got a communication from Rand Paul, and let me tell you this, Alex. I don't know if you're aware of this one. You probably are, because you're usually more aware than I am. But I got a thing from Rand Paul. Are you aware of this treaty in the UN that they're going to try to get us to sign on to?
Which one? They've got an anti...
Right, it's going to happen this fall, and it's one that will have international gun registry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, sure. No, there's the treaty that Hillary says they're going to sign without Congress and register and restrict small arms, the UNIDIR treaty, yeah. And then there's also the Law of the Sea treaty that hands over everything to the UN. Yeah, speak to that, Governor. Where do you stand on UN law restricting our guns?
Well, that's absurd. I mean, we have the Second Amendment, which is to protect our right as individuals to have firearms. It's not there. People need to understand. They try to sell you, well, we're not going to inflict on your hunting and fishing. This has nothing to do with hunting and fishing. Back when they wrote the Bill of Rights, if you didn't hunt and fish, you didn't eat. So this was done so that the public could arm themselves in case government became oppressive. Well, what's going to happen with this deal is we will now throw our Second Amendment out the window. We will then fall under an international arms law that will tell you, that will require you to register all your guns internationally with some international unit who eventually, is going to disarm you. And, that's the liberal side of the issue. That's their thing. That's like Bill Maher on TV is for that. And I go, well, how ridiculous is that? Because I was in the Philippines the day Ferdinand Marcos declared martial law and became a dictator. The first thing he did as a dictator, he gave the Philippine people 2 weeks to turn in all their guns or dictator make that his top priority. It's obvious why. So the public has no way to rise up against him.
That's right, Governor, and I'm very glad that you're here speaking about it. Here's our article, June 16th, Infowars.com. Obama seeks UN and U.S. congressional ratification of UN Global Gun Control Treaty. And then it has links to the UN in our article where they're actually calling for it at the United Nations. UN.org, disarmament, /COV/arms/arms trade treaty, registration, restriction. And in the UN treaty, they state civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. So they're admitting they want a power monopoly. What you just said, I say that's illegitimate. And I tell you, if they want to cause a civil war, Governor, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, look at it this way, Alex. I'll give you the best example. I live in Mexico 5 months out of the year. In Mexico, private ownership of guns is illegal. And look what's going on down there. 20 to 30,000 people a year are killed by the drug cartels because the regular people down there have no mechanism to defend themselves. And so all these guns advocates that want to disarm us, take a look at the country of Mexico. As I said, they have big signs when you drive into Mexico. Firearms and even ammunition are illegal. If you're caught with them, you will go immediately to Mexican prison. And look at the end results. It's the old cliche. When the honest people don't have guns, only the bad people do, because they're not getting theirs legally anyway. So they're going to have guns. They don't care one way or the other, the criminals. And that's exactly what would happen up here. The only people then that would have firearms would be criminals.
I'm on the UN Treaty website where they say they want the abolition of all of our guns. And it says strengthening peace and security through disarmament, but then only the UN, who, by the way, is invading countless countries as we speak, has the guns. Imagine what Hitler would have done if the rest of the world had been disarmed.
Yeah. Well, you know, a little bit. I mean, we still had our militaries, naturally, that fought him. You know, it wasn't the civilian people necessarily.
But now it's a global government. Now it's a global government.
Yeah, but you're talking about a global government here. How then do we rise up if we don't like the global government? You know, I guess, you know, we can get a bunch of slingshots or something and stand up to them.
Governor Jesse Ventura is with us. His book is already going up the bestseller charts, Democrats and Republicans. Get it out to everybody out there that you know who's not awake to what's happening. A lot of Founding Father quotes, a lot of great insight available at InfoWarsShop.com and bookstores everywhere. But speaking of global government, since we just raised that point, you were on the Kudlow Report last week, and I'm not going to play the whole clip because we don't have time. I want to go to calls, but they savaged you for daring to say there's some holes in the official 9/11 story, to say the least. But let's stop there. Here's the same report. I thought there was no global government. I thought the big banks, like in your TV show last year, where you exposed, run the global government. I thought that was all made up, Governor. Here is CNBC talking about the global government 2 days ago.
So mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil implode and gold trade off heavily, because they're not a protected class. If the stock market starts trading off in the 10 to 15 to 20% area, the chairman's going to come in and throw some stimulus at it. So to answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks, because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but trend.
Let's stop there. They go on to basically thank the Federal Reserve, the full clips at Infowars.com. They go on to basically thank the Federal Reserve and say, well, they're just trying to fix things. We'd like a market, but everything's run by them. They're the main recipients of the trillions in bailout. They sold the derivatives. In Europe, 90%+ of the debt is theirs, but the media acts like it's the public as they raise taxes, cut benefits, further stalling the economy. Governor, there were literally in the last few weeks more than 30 articles in mainstream news admitting an authoritarian world government's here run by banks, but they know best, and thank God they're there. Why do you think they're coming out in the open now?
Well, because eventually the truth will come out, Alex. You know, you can't keep things hidden forever, so they want to get ahead of the eight ball. They want to put the spin on it so that all the lemmings in the country will be comfortable with it when it actually does come a clear-cut reality out there. That's why they're doing it. It's very intelligent to do it that way. If it's going to happen, they want to be ahead of the curve on it so that they can put their spin on it first, and that way anyone else that opposes it will be fighting an uphill battle.
Exactly, because people only remember the first time they heard it reported and how it was reported. They don't remember later, like the official story of 9/11. We're told this is the official story, that's it, go back to sleep. But when you actually look closer, it's got more holes in it than Swiss cheese. On the same show, they tried to imply that you were bad and that you were saying, you know, like the Americans did it instead of the globalists. What's your take on that?
Well, again, you know, anyone that questions 9/11 in this country to mainstream media is considered a nutcase. How dare you do it? You're unpatriotic. And, you know, they offer us no information. They accept the 9/11 report that had to be, I learned this, everything in the 9/11 report had to be agreed upon unanimously or it didn't get in the report, you know, and everything of that nature. So it doesn't surprise me a bit, Alex.
Well, the fact is, the system is scared of free thinkers, people that'll tell it like it is, yourself, myself, Ron Paul, and so many others. But as you pointed out earlier, the answer is everybody speaking out, everybody not going along with the cookie cutter mainline system.
Well, again, I'll tell you what, you and I talked about organizing a boycott of the airports for one day. I'd like to change that now, and I think we need to organize and we need to protest the fact that the upcoming election will only be between two hand-picked people by the gangs. We need to get Gary Johnson in the debates, and I think if we're going to stand up and be counted, there is the spot to do it, because it's right on the horizon. Why should we only get the two voices of the two bribed-out parties where you're going to get business as usual, sure, when you've got a brilliant man like Gary Johnson waiting in the wings who would make an outstanding president?
And by the way, I saw clips on the news, too. We've got the clip in there. Was it CNN or MSNBC where they were criticizing you? You were on the show, and they're like, we don't like the fact that you're criticizing, calling them gangs. Do you remember that interview?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They came after me real hard. In fact, the guy tried to lecture me that I need to go out and talk to people to learn what a real gang is, the Crips and the Bloods. And I find that laughable, considering I used to be a full-patch member of the Mongols Motorcycle Club, the black and white of Southern California. So, Alex, I speak from experience. I've been in a gang, and I've also been in government. These bozos on TV, all they do is go to college and write a book. They have no life experiences. They wouldn't know the inside of a gang if it came up and bit them on the ass.
Well said. Let's jam in some calls in the time we have left with Jesse Ventura. Joe in South Carolina, you're first up. Go ahead.
Hey, Governor Ventura, thanks for taking my call. I'm just curious, if we wind up a Romney or Obama after this, I mean, what is your prediction as to what the future will hold as far as TSA and whatnot? I mean, do you think it's just going to keep going on this way?
Absolutely. It won't matter which guy wins, whether it's Romney or Obama, because they're all going to go with the premise, just like they won't cut the military budget at all. No mainstream candidate will cut the military budget a bit, because none of them want to be portrayed as soft on defense. My God, we have enough nuclear bombs. We have enough military power. Our entire military budget is larger than It don't matter. If you get Romney or Obama, you're going to get the same policies you've had and the same ones you're going to have.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to come back from break. Only got 5 minutes, 6 minutes left with Jesse Ventura on the other side. So have your question ready. Christine in Washington, Shannon in Wisconsin, Mike in Mass, Aaron in Canada. We'll try to get to all of you. He's probably got another interview coming up after this, or I'd twist his arm to do 5 more minutes with us. Billy Corrigan is coming up of Smashing Pumpkins. He's a listener of the show, and this is a taped interview I did over the weekend with him. It's pretty bombshell, and so that is coming up as well. But Governor Ventura is our guest. Democrats and Republicans, the new book, available at InfoWarsShop.com or at bookstores everywhere. Jesse Ventura, again, is our guest. Your call straight ahead.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Governor Jesse Ventura will be with us 5 minutes in the next hour to take more of your calls. We appreciate him doing that. And then we've got the Billy Corrigan interview coming up. Talks about a lot of hardcore political subjects. This will definitely be a newsmaker. So stay with us for that. We talk about the New World Order, GMO, TSA, the police state, all of it. Christine in Washington, you're on the air with Governor Jesse Ventura.
Jesse? Hi, Christine. And respect you totally. You are the most beautiful being of light. My question, that is how I feel about you. You have more courage than any man I've ever met. Anyway.
Well, Well, I appreciate that, Christine, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there with more courage than me, too.
I don't know any. But anyway, Jesse, I wanted to know why you were not on Coast to Coast. I was looking forward to that.
The reason was my schedule said they were supposed to call me at 10 o'clock at night. I sat up at 10 o'clock until 11:15 and no call. And so I finally just got tired and went to
bed. Well, that was probably just a time zone issue.
You know, I think somebody screwed up, and either I got the wrong, because according to my schedule, I was supposed to be on from 10 to midnight. I sat and waited from 10 o'clock until 11:15, and my eyes wouldn't stay open.
All right, well, listen, I'm sure it's a time zone issue, so I'm sure that's going to happen. That's an important show to do. You want to get the word out. It'll be more than all the shows you've been on combined, probably. 16 million listeners a night. Thank you so much, Christine. Aaron in Canada, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura.
Hey, Jesse Ventura. Mr. Jones, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just wondering how Jesse Ventura feels about InfoWars and Alex Jones selling pens and canteens from China.
Okay, there's a nice little, we sell a lot of stuff made in America, but we sell things from all over. We sell, I think the inside of the canteen is made in the U.S., but I think the tin is made in China, yeah.
Well, fine. What about Walmart? Everything they sell comes from China, too.
No, it's just a troll call. I mean, that's what people do.
You know, what are you supposed to do? Go out? I mean, I don't look at the label of where everything was made if I want something.
Well, we try our best. Most of what we sell is made in the United States, and I have nothing against the people in China having jobs. I'm against paying $20 million to ship General Motors to China. That's wrong. So it's just a cowardly attempt to make us look.
And not only that, Alex, when I use fireworks, most of that all comes from China, and I certainly enjoy that on the 4th of July.
Oh, it's all just ridiculous. We're all evil. I just bought some fireworks before this July. I'm bad. Shannon in Wisconsin, you're not calling on a phone made in China, are you?
Probably is. Hey, hi, Jesse. Hi, Alex. Hey, you guys are, I'm honored. You're two of my favorite.
Well, thank you. We're almost out of time. Do you have a question?
Yes. You know, you had the thing, say, use your listeners for assets. My question is, with the TSA crap that's going on, why can't we have a staged planned events, you know, to get the media hype? Because, you know, it's always that people don't react until it hits home, you know, like the guy getting his grandfather's ashes dumped.
Let me interject. One of the problems with that, just like the Iraq War, there were massive pro-peace protests against the Iraq War, but you're dealing with mainstream media. They ignore them. If we were to go protest, what are the chances that mainstream media would even cover it?
By the way, Governor, this just broke today. I'll ask you when we come back in the next segment about it. They dumped the guy's grandpa's ashes out to basically see what they were and then laughed at him. That's in mainstream television. This shows how crazy the TSA is.
Oh, I agree with that. And let me make one statement here before we go. And this is to all military veterans as well as current military personnel. Remember, you took an oath to defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights against all enemies, foreign and domestic, especially the current military. Do not go against your own United States citizens.
Yes, sir.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.